With 100 acres of total area in Bonanza Park, the city has some obligation to provide infrastructure for its redevelopment. Although the area will also be privately developed, City Manager Diane Foster says the roads and the parking are for everyone in the community, as it's in the vital core of town. How its roads and parking are laid out are squarely in the community's interest. She says projects like this one and the China Bridge parking structure that the city funded are what taxpayer money goes towards.
And it benefits all of the business owners in the area as well as the citizens of Park City. So also it's a normal municipal function to build roads. And so the Bonanza Park plan contemplates some additional roads, some additional connectivity in that area to increase both walkability and just connection of how it works. Right now it's a little bit of a disconnected area. So as well as the streetscapes will also provide view sheds.
How the roads, parking, and the transit stops are laid out will be vital to the success of what's called form-based code that will define the whole Bonanza Park area. Its focus is actually away from cars and on pedestrian connection. Foster says with three or four major landowners in the area, some of the parking will be paid for by those developers. That's exactly what they'll discuss at Thursday's City Council meeting.
The reality of the parking is probably most of it will be built by the private developers and property owners, and some of it could be underground, some of it will be above ground. Although structured parking is a very expensive undertaking, it can be anywhere from, you know, I think the low you'll ever see today is about $20,000 a space, and it can be greater if you're going underground, particularly in that area because of the soils.
Another crucial discussion to have is whether they'll set parking minimums or parking maximums.
The philosophy in the past was you set parking minimums that people had to build for parking given their square footage of their building. But kind of the more new urbanism, and a lot of our planners have been studying the new urbanism, says you really want to set parking maximums so that you're not encouraging auto use.
As redevelopment plans go forward in Bonanza Park, Foster says they're no longer talking about burying power lines in the area.
It is not the plan anymore. That is off the table. That was going to be part of the looking at the substation move. But right now, City Council has not been focused on burying those lines. I think there is still some minor interest in it, but I think that it's cost prohibitive at this point.
That's Park City City Manager Diane Foster. She reiterates that landowners aren't obligated to redevelop, but as they do, they'll have to follow the new plan for the area. City Council meets Thursday in a study session at 3 p.m. to address Bonanza Park. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.